it seems to be an ongoing tension between these two things of grace and works. And throughout the history of the church, there has been this ongoing tension. And of course, James would speak of this. Someone would say, show me your faith and I'll show you my works, right? He goes on to say that faith without works is dead. And how important this is, this perfect balance between these two things. And we know that we had it this morning quite thoroughly, we can say, that we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace. For by grace have you been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. But I think it's equally important for us to, we always stop at verse 9 in Ephesians 2. We quote verse 8 and we quote verse 9 and we stop at verse 9. But the Spirit of God didn't stop. In fact, the Spirit of God went on and he wrote the entire Bible. So don't worry, I'm not going to read the whole Bible here. But just verse 10. For we are his workmanship, his poinia, his masterpiece, his poem. It's where we get our word poem from. And we are God's poem. We are his workmanship. He looks at us and it's a masterpiece that he has done. All by grace, he has created this masterpiece. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So he's created this wonderful masterpiece. Again, I say it's where we get our word poem from. I don't know if you've ever written a poem. I wrote my wife a poem one time, and she laughed at it, and I've never written a poem again. But God has written a poem, and each one of us are his poem. Just let that sink in a moment. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, this thing of grace. But it goes on to say in that portion, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for or unto good works. And a literal translation of that could read that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for the work of God in you. Or it could read the work of God through you. God has a work to do through each one of us. And he does that all by grace. And this is what the grace of God is teaching us. So it's really important, and just to borrow from the book of Philippians, where the Apostle Paul would say, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until that day. God is at work in your life, and God is at work, but God also has a work for you to do. And just to kind of underline that by reading, I think it's chapter 2 of Philippians, where he says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, how do we do that? We do that by grace. We do that by being in the Word of God. We do that by allowing the Spirit of God to take the Word of God and to fortify and strengthen the child of God so that the child of God can bring glory to God. That's what he's getting at here. But it goes on to say, not only work out your own salvation, but notice this. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So when we think about this, God has a work. He's at work. He has a work that he's doing in me, and there's a work that he wants to do through me. And so this tension that is often there between grace and works, it really shouldn't be there. Because what we find in Scripture is that our works cannot save us, but our works prove that we have been saved. And this is the purpose of these works. And so as we look at this, we see that the grace of God, just to put it back in the context of the chapter, it is the grace of God that is teaching us, educating us, discipling us, nurturing us. All of these are definitions of this word, paduo, which means education. He's educating us. And this is what the Spirit of God does as he brings the grace of God before us. And he's maturing us and helping us to get on in the Christian life so that we will be able to fulfill the very things which we've been saved to do.